at a church that I was at before Crossroads, this was something that was a part of that church, and ever since I've been here at Crossroads, I've wanted to introduce it here, and this seems like the appropriate time to do that. It's called the Red Stone Movement, and I will share pieces of it with you. It started with the pastor of that church that I attended. He was from Oklahoma, like I am, and he was traveling for different missions that he was working with at the time. And he ran into an individual, or met an individual, at an airport. And they were waiting for to board their plane, and they started talking. And then it turns out, as they boarded the plane, they ended up sitting right next to each other, so their conversation continued. Among the things they shared, the individual that he was talking to, whose name happened to be Steve Bonebreak, which Dan, the pastor, joked about, like, Bonebreak, that's like an Italian mobster, isn't it? But so they were talking, and one of the things that Steve shared with Dan was that he was struggling with cancer. That the reason he was in Oklahoma, because he lives in Alaska, was because he was there for cancer medical reasons. That the place that he had found that could help him was in Oklahoma, so that's how he happened to be there, when normally he would never have passed through there. And part of what he shared with Dan was his struggle with how he was going through the process of coming to terms with cancer. And one of those ways was through God. And he had not been a faithful person. He kind of described himself as anti-faithful. And even though his family attended, he was choosing to not attend. And then as he was going through his treatment at the cancer center, he befriended a chaplain there who happened to have red stones. And he shared one with Steve. This represents the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ that was shed to forgive all of our sins. That was shed to make us clean. Everything, every sin we've ever had, known to us, known to others, whatever sin, even sins only known to God perhaps, were forgiven when Christ died on the cross. In 2 Corinthians, God said, "Let light shine out of darkness. Make his light shine in our hearts to give us light of the knowledge of glory of God in our face." And to me, this little stone represents that light, the light of Jesus that was shed for us, the blood, but that light that exists for us to latch onto and to give us hope. My introduction to the Red Stones was when I started attending that church. I had been struggling a lot. I was depressed. I have struggled with depression a lot in my life, and at that point, I would say that I was at probably my deepest point. I was choosing to go to church not because I wanted to go to church, but because my landlord suggested I try financial peace, because part of my issues at the time were financially related, Financial Peace University. The one that I found happened to be at a church. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go. And really, that's how I was like, I don't really want to go, but if the landlord is going to give me an incentive to go, and that was part of the deal, I'm like, I'll go for money. Through going through that class, I started attending the church. Partly because at the time we had my ex, who I was living with at the time, we had taken in a family, a mother and five children, all under the age of 9. I've not had children, and so having 9 children in my house, as you can imagine, kind of like that, was a huge challenge for me. But, you know, as most things, I adapted. Even though I was struggling a lot financially, emotionally, it's, for me, taking that family in was important, because if I didn't, they were going to be on the streets, and I had the space. In the course of that family living with us, the children asked if they could go to church. And having grown up in a family that allowed me to go to church because I wanted to, not because my parents dragged me there, made it important for me, even though I was not a believer at the time, I wasn't even a seeker of Jesus at the time, really. I was there for the money, right? The kids had a desire to go, and for me it was important to make sure they had that experience, for them to make decisions on their own when the time arrived. But through the course of that, taking the kids to church and making sure they were there for Sunday school and for Christmas programs and such, I actually started coming to know Jesus myself. And in the process of that, I received my first stone, because people were seeing that I was struggling, that I had struggles, and that there was something missing for me. And so they would, a number of them shared stones with me at various points. It helped strengthen my relationship with God. The red stone didn't make my relationship with God, but it gave me something tangible that I could look at when I'm struggling. I can pull it out of my pocket and go, yes, Jesus died for me. Jesus loves me no matter where I am, no matter what pain I'm going through, what valley, what summit, wherever I'm at, Jesus loves me. And that's what matters. And from that, my hope started to grow. From that, there was a verse that I found that really struck a chord with me. Psalm 144, 1 and 2, somewhat paraphrased here. Praise be to the Lord, my rock. He is my loving God, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I will take refuge. And for me, that is a lot of what these little red stones represent. Where I can find Jesus, he is right here beside me at all times. Physically in my pocket, if you want to think of it that way. Pocket that I can't reach at the moment. We'll go with this pocket. So as I started getting to know God, and I had opportunities, as I was being given red stones, to return them. This picture here is a representative of one of my red stone moments, as I like to think of it. My partner and I at the time, we had left church and were heading home. The family was no longer living with us, but we still, because we were going to church, we still, you know, it was important for us to continue that, because God had started making that difference in our lives. As we were driving home, about half a mile from the house, we saw three individuals who were walking along, and it was pretty obvious to us that they were train hoppers. We lived in Janesville, and Janesville, for those that know or even don't know, Janesville has a lot of train tracks that come through there. And so it's not uncommon for train hoppers to jump off, or hobos, as some of us may think of them. But for me, after that experience, they're not hobos anymore. And so we saw them, and we could tell that they were they had cardboard signs saying they were looking for food, but they were walking. So it wasn't like they were standing on a corner asking for help. And we just, something in us clicked that we needed to circle around and talk to them. And one of the things that we offered, because it was a busy intersection, and we knew that we were so close to our house, we actually asked them to meet us at our house, and we would give them food. We had a porch, so it wasn't like we were keeping ourselves safe, so to speak, because we were still in this, we want to reach out, but we want to not endanger ourselves. We weren't quite at the point of fully trusting God, but we were trying to step out. And so we invited them. We made sandwiches for them. We gave them drinks. water, tea. We gave them a place to sit and rest. And when they arrived, I had no intention of sharing a redstone with them, sharing God with them. We just let them talk, to give them a break, to allow them to have a connection with individuals that they might never or very seldom have off of the tracks. And so that's how we got to know them. We just listened to their story. It turns out one of them was a veteran that had been serving in Afghanistan and had just been back from his duty and was now trying to get to the West Coast where his family lives because he had no other way to get there. The other two were friends that he had met while traveling on the trains. And they had formed this strong bond among them, and traveling together in a group on trains is a good way to stay safe. If you're traveling as an individual in this kind of condition, it's just better to be in a group, because otherwise you're going to get attacked. And so at the end, as it was, we were winding down conversation and we could tell they were ready to move on, I pulled one of the stones, actually three of the stones, out of my pocket. I think I only have two in this one right now. And offered one to each of them, saying, I don't know what your faith is, what your beliefs are, what your history is, but for me, this represents the blood of Jesus. And in that blood that was shed for me, I find hope. Wherever I am, I find hope. And I hope that this stone, by giving it to you, will bring you hope wherever you might go. I never met those guys again. They got on a train the next day. I prayed that they made it to where they intended to safely. And it was just this really strengthening moment, because finally I got to the point where it wasn't just me receiving God's love, which I needed a lot at the time, but I got to the point where I could start sharing it. And for me, that's the beauty of the red stones. So, additional examples that I've had over time, I'm going to pick on random people out here. You look like you've struggled this week. I would like you to take this as a reminder that Jesus loves you. Here's a mother with a little one. It's such a beautiful little baby. I'm sure you have struggles raising this little one at times, ups and downs, right? I would like to give you this stone as a way of reminding you that Jesus loves you, even when she's all cranky and crabby, and Jesus loves the baby too. And I've got one for you. You look like you need a reminder of Jesus in your life. Someday when you grow up, Grandpa here can tell you about it. Or Mama. And you, young man, you look like you might be struggling in your studies. Maybe not. Wherever you are in life, know that Jesus loves you. Those are different examples of how you can give out the stones. I've given them out in parking lots as I see somebody struggling to load their car with their groceries. I will help them load, and then I will explain the story of the stone, share with them a little bit. It doesn't have to be a lot at all. It just needs to be your love, the love you have for God in your heart, sharing that in simple ways and with the red stone in a tangible way that they can continue to carry with them. They may choose to hand that stone on to somebody else at some point in life. They may always keep it with them. It doesn't matter what they do with the stone. What matters is that piece of you that you leave with them, and that piece is Jesus. So at this time, I would like to ask the young ones that I recruited earlier to come up. So as the last piece of this, I am going to ask, you got it? All right. The youth here to help pass out the stones, just like an offering. But instead of putting something in a plate, you're taking something out. Feel free to take as many as you want. Go ahead. And they will... Yep. Make sure you get the ones in the back as well. And as they're going through this, I would like to read kind of a remake, so to speak, of the prayer, a prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make us an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to console, to be consoled, as to console, to be understood, as to understand, to be loved, as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. It is my hope that you use these stones to share the love of Jesus in your hearts with those around you. I would challenge you in this time of holidays, between with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, use this as a time. It's often a difficult time for individuals with emotions and families, and it's difficult. So I challenge you to take this time. Use the red stones where appropriate. Thank you.